Aircheckdownloads.com.
Beats International, Dub Be Good To Me. It's more Radio Breakfast with Tom and Lindsay. I've still got my Smash Hits Beats International sticker my box of 7-inch singles.
You're so cool, Linz.
Aren't I?
You are
painfully
so much cooler than I am. right, let's talk about the golden ratio. Do we know what this is? This comes out every so often. This is the scientific formula to work out who has the most beautiful face in the world.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
it's to do with symmetry and all that sort of stuff,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's measured on the ancient Greeks' idea of the idealistic physical attributes. Mm-hmm. And there's a rather savage calculation that depicts the most physically perfect human being. And that has gone this year to Jodie Comer.
Oh, I've got to say, I agree with that. She is a beautiful.
According to the ratio, her eyes, eyebrows, nose, lips, chin, jaw and facial shape came closest to the ideal measurements. She has a score of 98.7% perfection.
It's a lot of pressure to maintain that, though, isn't there?
I'm just looking down the list as to where Lindsay Bartlett comes in.
I don't think you've got a mouse that will go low enough.
We like Jodie Comer, though. Big
Very
fans
much
of her
so,
work.
Yeah, big yeah. fans.
Okay, let's get some travel news for you. If you're in the car, that's coming next. And music to come from LF System. More radio. The big, big sale. The big, big sale. More radio breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
More radio. Oh, you see the flames of burning passion. Tom, Lou and Jack. Waking up Sussex. This is More Radio Breakfast.
Tom and Lindsay here at More Radio Breakfast. Sing from Ed Sheeran Wednesday morning. Welcome to the show.
So we all remember this.
Underground, overground.
Oh, yes.
The Wombles of Wimbledon. Come on, are we?
Love the Wombles.
I had an uncle Bulgaria. Anyway, so Mike Batt.
You should get cream for that.
Stop it. Who was the lead singer and songwriter behind the Wombles, has destroyed all of the master tapes of the original music that the band created.
And why would you do that then?
Because he wants to protect it. He doesn't want anyone to mess about with it, remix it, re-release it, etc. So it's gone. Burnt. Oh, I don't know if he burnt it, but it's gone forever.
I don't understand why he thinks... I mean, he's not Beethoven. It's just a ploddy... kids pop tune.
I mean, there is that, isn't there?
Is he not getting a bit above his station there with his writing abilities?
Maybe. I mean, fair play, Mike. The Wombles made up a big section of my childhood, yeah. I think they would have been safe.
He's got a bit carried away there in his own bubble. I wrote the Wombles. I'm not having Fat Boy or Naughty Boy or Lil Nas X ever.
Get their hands on it.
Like they're queuing up.
Oh, I bet Norman Cook's gutted.
But yeah, but I think with these old tunes, after a certain amount of period, I think it might be 70 years, the copyrights are up for grabs. You can buy
them. It's something like that, isn't
so
it?
So maybe that's what he's thinking. He's thinking, when I'm long gone, I don't want, I don't know, Jason Derulo.
Pitbulls.
Pitbull. Wow, that's an amazing story.
It is cool, though. And at least we got to play the Wombles theme, there so everyone's a winner. I don't know what you've been told. Aircheckdownloads.com.